Somebody said this sounded like Adam Lambert. See what you think. What a great hook, though. Man, I hate when the songs are so good they make me start singing them before I even know them.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's how they do it. Joining us on the line right now, from Fall Out Boy, our friend Pete Wentz. Hi, Pete. Did I not hit it?
What up, Pete?
Hey, Peter.
Hello, Pete. Peter.
Pete. Hi.
Pete Wentz.
Peter Wentz a lot.
Hello, Peter Wentz a lot.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good. Hanging.
You couldn't hear what we were talking about a second ago. I just said I hate songs that are so good they get me singing them before I even know the words because I look like a dummy.
Oh, that's awesome. Hopefully it was our song.
It was.
That's what I was playing. Light them up, 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 light them up.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Do I have that right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Is that you screaming in the song with the fire?
I do scream in the song, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Are you a baby? Is that Bronx?
That is, yeah.
Hey, Bronx. What's up, Bronx? I dig
cool
baby
name.
Talk. Can you put him on?
He would love to. I think he's waiting to eat.
I would say we could teach Bronx's first dirty word, but I bet Daddy already took care of that.
Yeah, a little late for that.
I feel like he learned it on his own, probably.
I can see him right now, like just reaching up for the phone, like little babies. Like, I want the, give me that. Whatever Daddy's on the phone. I want that. So we'd be happy to interview him. Hey, I liked what you guys. I like what you guys said yesterday about Boston. Can you recap?
Oh, thank you.
Can you recap for us what you put on your Facebook page?
Well, I mean, I think that whenever something like that happens, it's obviously super tragic. For us, like, the best way, I mean, we go to all these cities and all these different places, so we get a certain attachment to all of it, you know, and so I think with Boston, we decided that when we go through there on the arena tour that we're just going to donate the proceeds. This is a terrible thing to watch, you know.
Wow.
So you're saying that when you guys play Boston, which you will this fall, you're saying that all the money you make in Boston will go to some sort of victim relief or something like that for the people there?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't obviously announced what it is going to be yet because we're so new and we don't know. But yeah, of course, it's been like a special town for us. You know, there's been a good history with our band there, so it's important.
Okay, I have maybe a question of minutia about that because when I hear artists do this from time, I'm donating all the proceeds from this show. Aren't there like a ton of people involved that have to make that decision with you, like the promoter, he gets paid, and the people that work the concession stand get paid, and the people sell tickets.
Are you saying just
paid?
His portion?
I think they're giving their portion,
like,
yeah.
Like his personal portion.
Do you mean like what the band would make or the whole thing? How's that work? I don't even know.
I feel like when you do that as a band, then probably the people that work there still get paid unless they decide to forego their paycheck.
I see.
In order to donate that as well. But anything that the band makes, that's the only like, decision, yeah, obviously, we can make, you
right,
know,
right,
the band.
Well, it's a really nice decision.
But again,
sure.
And again, at the same time, I only play bass in the band. I'm not an accountant, so I don't even really know.
I'm just a dude that plays bass.
Is it fun to be out there again, Pete? Is it fun to be out there again?
Man, it's been a blast. I mean, the shows are so new. It all still, like, I mean, we've only played, I think, 12 shows, maybe 13 shows total. So it's still really new and exciting.
So this spring, you're doing kind of a warm up with the smaller venues to get you ready for the big arena tour, which will be in September. But there are a few shows throughout April, May, and June, and then they're going to take July and August completely off and come back in September with the big tour.
Yeah. So in July and August, we're going to go overseas to Russia, Germany, and a couple other, I guess, spots, and then. And then September, we're back doing the big shows again. So,
are you trying to be interviewed while you're making pancakes? Is that what's going on here?
Taking care of a child.
I actually was getting the pancakes just now at the hotel.
That's
sorry, I was signing the room service at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I'm multitasking.
That's
I apologize.
All right. All good.
Dad duty at the same time. I apologize.
Think about that.
No, then we're going to be out doing the big shows with arenas this fall.
Awesome. So, think how cool that is. Like, that's his life. Like, the room service guy comes to the door, and Pete Wentz answers, and he's on the phone doing an interview. That's just rocking.
Yeah, but then the room service guy is like, oh, Pete Wentz is such a jerk. He wouldn't talk to me. He was on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, he is. And he only tipped me $5, even though we already took a $20 tip. All right, so anytime I hear there are collaborations on an album, I always picture all those people in the room together at the same time, which I know they never are, but it's funny to me. So,
on the phone right now.
Like Elton John and Elton John and Big Sean together hanging out?
You know, I think, well, Elton, Patrick went to Atlanta and worked with Elton John, so he was in the room with him, which in my mind is kind of a rarity.
Yeah.
Courtney Love, we emailed with. Big Sean, I talked to him on the phone the whole time it was going down.
Cool.
And then Foxes did her thing on her own. But, yeah, Patrick was in the room with Elton John.
That's amazing.
When it went down. He said it was, like, epic. Yeah.
And we, you know, we got to know him because he stayed with us almost for an entire week last summer when we were doing our rock camp thing. So I know that he is like a huge fan of Elton John. Was he just like giddy about that?
Yeah, he was geeking out. You know, I think at the, you know, when it was going down, he kind of saw it. I think he's obviously the one who's like kind of producing it. So I think he would be like, like Elton, maybe we do another take. And I think that's like pretty crazy to say to somebody that is such a legend to you, you know?
Elton, let's do that one more time.
Yeah.
Elton, if you don't mind.
That's probably crazy to do. I don't know. But yeah, he was really excited, and I think that really like wrapped the whole album up for Patrick and for the band in general. So
that's awesome. So tonight, you're in New York now, but tonight you'll be in L.A., and you'll be throwing out the first pitch at the Dodgers game. Who's going to throw the ball, you or Patrick?
Or everybody.
I suggested that all four of us do it and do it as a relay, but I'm not really sure how it's going to go. Usually, when it's first pitches, I throw them out, and when it's anthems, Patrick sings them.
Okay.
I know I wouldn't want the reverse to go down for me, but we'll see. Yesterday we played, whatever beanbag or whatever the thing is where,
cornhole.
You throw it in the cornhole or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, like, me and Andy are usually the guys that, the athletes in the band. And when we were doing it, when we were doing it, it was actually Patrick and Joe who were syncing all of them, and me and Andy were with
them. Wow.
So I felt like, maybe Patrick should be throwing out the first pitch.
Just don't bounce it because ESPN will put you in their 10 worst clips of the week. So don't bounce it.
Yeah, don't be top 10 worst.
Whatever you do, don't bounce it.
I've thrown a strike once. I threw a strike in Wrigley, and then at Dodger Stadium, I threw one that was like a brush off a lefty kind of pitch. That was a little not great. It was a little wild.
Overhand or underhand?
I think in first pitches I'm like 1 for 2.
Okay.
I've never bounced one yet though.
Hey, President Obama threw it underhanded. President Obama himself threw it underhanded.
Really?
He bounced it, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, awful. You can't do that. So Bronx is 4 now, right?
Underhand.
Bronx is 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bronx is 4. Yeah, yeah. Okay. 4-year-old now.
I didn't talk to you because I didn't want to be rude because you were with Megan, I think, but it was in New York in Tribeca, and I saw you holding the baby. I'm like, oh, man, he's such a good dad. That's so cool. That was awesome.
Trying.
Yeah.
Trying.
Is it hard? Is it natural? Come natural to you being a dad?
I think so. It's everything's a new, like every time you figure out a phase, there's like a new one that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Like yesterday he told me that he drinks Sprite before he goes to bed. And I was like, that's just not true. You know, like, I mean, I know I'm just dad, but I know this one's not right.
so he's lying about drinking Sprite.
Kids just have a wonderful imagination.
Yeah. He's just trying to get some Sprite out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll find they ignore you constantly until you get on the phone and suddenly they demand your attention.
Yeah.
Yes, he loves my attention only when I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool you have him with you while you're doing this tour thing. That's kind of cool. Like you're doing the
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I mean, like, 'cause we were just in Australia and we went to Australia to Japan to Paris. London to New York, so he came and met me in New York, which is cool.
Man, he's got lots of stamps on his passport.
I'm telling you, Pete, we live parallel lives. I was just in San Antonio, and later today I'm thinking about maybe going to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In your
now,
face.
Bronx is such a cute little thing. I wonder if he's been asked to be a ring bearer in anybody's wedding that's coming up pretty soon.
He's been a couple ring bearers. I don't know anything about those upcoming
yes.
schools or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But,
uh-huh.
but But he's been a ring bearer a couple times.
Awesome.
Made it down the aisle successfully once.
Well, listen, we really like the album. Thank you for saving rock and roll. It needed to be done.
Oh, I just realized he thinks I'm talking about Jessica Simpson's wedding.
That's what I thought.
No, I'm talking about Gabe Saporta.
Kelly wants to know about Gabe.
So did I.
No idea. Yeah.
He actually requested to do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm not sure. We'll see. Hopefully if he does, he now makes it down the aisle. Maybe we'll put some Sprite at the end of it. Yeah.
There you go. No, I just realized after he said, I know what you're talking about. I was like, no, you don't. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Well, the new album is called Save Rock and Roll. It's their first album in 4 years. They're on Good Morning America this morning and throwing out the first pitch at the Dodgers game tonight. And Pete just told us that they're going to be donating all the money from the Boston Arena show to the victims of the marathon. Really nice thing to do. You can also catch Pete hosting his Oxygen show, a tattoo show called Best Ink.
Yeah.
And it's great to have you on, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Sorry for breakfast time.
No worries. Kiss that little boy for us.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. That's the great Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. This is Kid Craddock in the morning.